Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! All right, let's try it again. On the count of five. Five, four, three, two, one.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! And if you're watching tonight, say, man, what's going on with these guys? It's a new year, and we're happy about it. Woo! 2023. Wow. Here we are. How many of you are like me, never even thought we'd see 2000, and here we are 23 years later experiencing 2023. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I've been sure that Jesus would have come before 2021. For 30 years, I've been expecting him. And he just delayed so more people would be saved. And I keep running my mouth. And if I don't get to him, that's their fault.
if you was on the program this morning with us, Brother Lou Engel talked about a woman having a dream with a big mouth. I mean, a woman with a big mouth having a dream.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Woo, Jesus help me. I can't believe I said that. I'm going to play that every time I need that to be said. I'll let Brother Lou say it. Hey, Ken Brumbaugh is with us on YouTube. Welcome, Brother Ken. Good to have you with us tonight. And every time you come by, Brother Ken, love you, man. It's good. It's so good to see with you. It's so good to see with you, brother. I don't know what that means, but it's, you know, it sounds good. Anyways, welcome everybody. Just got a couple more clicks we got to do here. And we're going to get started. Of course, always on the first night of the year, you're going to hear the message of the year that God's given us that we're going to live by throughout this year. And this year, it's 2023. It's time to reap for me. The fields are white under harvest. Win the lost at any cost. You know, and Sister Phyllis was just saying that, how she tells everybody all the time. And I wasn't, now just in case there was a new person here that might be wondering why Pastor just said the women's got a big mouth. I was quoting something that we heard this morning on the morning prayer program.
He claims somebody else said it first.
No, it's for real. We heard it.
Thank you, Sunday. I feel a little bit, you know, restored to fellowship with the ladies. All right, wow. So, you know, it's going to be a great year. I hope you're excited about this year. I think most of us thought that during 2020 we was going to see God come back, just because of everything that was going on that year. And then when we all got going, we like, well, it don't matter whether he comes back or not. Just be ready. And you and I are one of them groups of people that are just staying ready every single day of our life, no matter what. Just be ready. Keep your life, keep your heart, keep your mind, keep your spirit ready, and be close to God every minute of the day. And
absolutely.
It won't matter when he comes. You'll be ready. And you'll be shouting glory for it, and you'll be glad he's there. We'll be standing in heaven going, man, I wish that one would have made it, and that one, and that one, and that one. But join me. Join me this year in telling everybody you know about Jesus. Just tell them.
Amen.
Tell them. Tell them. Don't hesitate to tell anybody, because if they miss the rapture, that's not going to make them very happy. And there's a lot of people that would be like, yeah, but what if they don't like me saying it? Well, it really doesn't matter whether they like you saying it or not, because if they don't like you saying it, well, I'm going to tell you right now, They're not going to like what's going on this earth after the rapture happens. So you might as well make sure you say it, because then what are they going to do? They're going to go look at your Facebook page. They're going to go look at your YouTube, your Messenger, whatever. And they're going to say, what did that person say to me that I need to be sure I am saying that I got to be doing right now to find God? Because there's going to be a lot of people on 5 minutes after the rapture that their heart's going to sink. Their life's going to just be changed. And they're going to be like, why didn't I just listen to these people who were telling me about the rapture?
That's right.
And you and I just got to be faithful. Win the lost at any cost. I think this last year, 2022, I think that all of us finally just learned, or are in the process of coming to the learning, that we got to just speak the word to people. Not mean, not harsh, not hard. Just look them in the face and say, what'd you say?
I said I always like to just be an example. And, you know, when people get interested and they like certain things, that they might wonder why. And then they will see the light of God in your life. You know, you've got the word in your life.
Well, and that's what we want them to do. We want them. I like how Sister Phyllis, when she is studying to read the words, how she types in everybody's name on that. Because in so doing, it doesn't matter whether they go to it or not. You've put the word there in their reach, and you made it possible for them to look and say, wait a minute, I need to hear what this is saying right here. And you truly will, you don't ever know who it is you're leading to Jesus. You don't ever know how much they're doing, but this is what we do know. We're going to do everything in our power every single day to help people come to know Jesus.
The convenient thing about that is that they can watch it when they have the chance.
Exactly.
And as many times as necessary, and they can share it when they feel like it, when they have the chance, when it doesn't interfere with their work and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And watch it over and over again.
Yep. Amen. And can you imagine, you know, the Apostle Paul won half the world by himself on his feet or on a donkey. And they didn't have none of this. I mean, can you imagine? He wrote one of the books of the Bible, which we know is an epistle. And then he sent somebody on their feet or on a donkey saying, here, take that to that city. Knowing that guy ain't going to get there for 2-3 weeks, a month, couple months, because it's a long ways there. And yet knowing that no matter what that person faced on the road, God was going to help that message get through to that church. And you and I have it so easy to share the gospel and preach the gospel and help people know who God is. I'm telling you right now, no matter what, get you, listen to this statement, get you out of the way of people coming to Jesus. And you might be like, well, I don't know what that means. Well, it just means that get you fixed. Get your heart completely free of all bitterness. Get yourself free from any confusion about God being real and God being mighty and majestic and wonderful. Get rid of it all so that every day you're just walking around totally, absolutely confident in who God our Father is in our life. And when the clearer your testimony is, the more people are going to come to the things of God, and they're going to walk with God every single day of their life. Now, let's do a little bit of business here. It's 2023, so that means 2022 is done. Anybody want to say it out loud?
2022 is done. It's all over.
It's all over.
Won't be bad.
Nothing you can do to change it.
In the past.
You ready? Close that book. Why? You got to let it go. You got to let it go. Let 2022 be what it... Go ahead, Sunday.
I wouldn't want it back, thank you. I'm glad we're here in the now.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. 100%.
Anybody with me? I'm not living in the past another day.
I'm not living in the past another day.
Come on, say it. Everybody say it. Just say it.
I am not living in the past anymore.
I'm looking forward to the future.
You know, isn't it something how difficult of a task that actually is?
Sometimes. Especially if you love your memories.
Yeah. You know.
Did we really have good memories in 22? Really? Come on. Let's get serious here. I don't think so. The only thing we've got here is God's moving.
Thinking,
you know, there. I think more like 40 or 50 years ago, I guess, is where my head was.
Okay. Well, and you know, now, you know, you might, if you're new to us, you might be like, man, these guys, this is a completely different program than what I'm used to. We are. This community of faith is totally different than anything you ever saw, probably. But it's all right. It's good. It's fun. It's filled with anointing and power. So join in. Now, let me say another thing. It's not just women that get to talk here. So if you're a man, join with us and talk.
Of course, we got him, and he's Mr. Quiet.
Yeah, Roger went to YouTube. Amen. Now, those of you that's on YouTube with us, you might be like, man, I want to have fun with you guys over there. Well, you're welcome to. Our Zoom channel, and you're welcome to be over there with us. Shoot me a text, an email, and say, hey man, send me that link. I'll be glad to send you the link. You know, we've learned how to function. Hold on just a second. I'm gonna mute everybody's mic. I'm not sure who's giving me the feedback, but you can turn your mic back on if you want. I just muted it because I was getting some serious feedback here. You don't have to come here and talk on Zoom, but you're welcome to be with us on Zoom. I think we can have like 100 people on with us. And of course, that would make quite a situation. But if we have learned how to function together, and, you know, we just, all you learn is just when it's your turn to talk and when it's not, and then say what you should and just be a good member here, you know. It's like right there just a minute ago when I said to everybody, I muted everybody's mic, I was getting a really interesting feedback. But it's not because I don't want to hear what you guys have to say. Turn your mic back on. And more than likely, we solved what that feedback problem was just by hitting the mute all button. And then we go right back at this. And we welcome you. Honestly, one of the greatest things that I see we've got to come to is everybody's gift being used. Now, hold on just a second. I was reading Roger's messages, right? For some reason, I'm having trouble reading and talking at the same time. Sister Sunday, if you would you share that dream you had? You don't have to, but you can.
Sure. Yeah. Last night I had a dream. And I dreamt that I had heard a noise, and I was in bed, and I got up and looked out my patio door. And there was a man out there, and he looked kind of like a hobo, you know. And he's standing on my balcony or patio, and I opened it up, and I said, what are you doing on my patio? And he says, I'm hungry. So I said, I'll get you something to eat. So I left him out there, but I went in the kitchen, and I was fixing my meal. And I had come back in, and I said, would you like milk with that or coffee? And he says, milk would be good. So I went back into the kitchen, and when I come back out, my living room, and he was all, he had white beard, white hair, older gentleman, and well, of course, then I was down on the floor because, you know, you got this dude in your house, and you're going, oh, so I, he put his hand on my left shoulder, and I got back up. And he was getting ready to tell me something, and that's when I woke up.
Always stay asleep as long as necessary.
It bothers me, too. Stay tuned. It might be another night.
There you go. There you go. Which is what we said this morning.
Yeah.
Is God's going to keep talking. And hallelujah. Talk, Jesus.
I just woke up saying, wow. Wow, Lord, what a dream. And I just kept thinking about it. And it was just so vivid. Every detail was so vivid.
To me, that when I have a super vivid dream, that's usually one that happens.
Oh, yeah.
It's
it was definitely real. I don't care what anybody says, it happened. And, you know, that is one of my biggest prayers for COF family, that we all see supernatural things. That we have anointed eyes, anointed hearing, and anointing words coming out of our mouth through the Holy Spirit, that we can reach these people that are saved.
Amen. Amen.
And that is my big prayer for this family, you know.
Jesus.
Well, so I encourage you, if you haven't been able to listen to this morning's program yet, make sure you go back on YouTube, find it, and listen to this morning's program on YouTube, because it was powerful. The words that Dutch Sheets shared with us, and
uh-huh.
Brother Lou Engel's words were powerful. Donna Howie Schubeck had a miracle happen in her body. She had a really bad wound on her foot, and the doctor said it was going to take 6 months to heal. And she went to the clinic the other day, and he said, I don't need to see you again for 6 months because it's all healed. It's all right if you want to shout glory or something.
Hallelujah. Glory or something.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And I love testimonies.
Amen. Amen.
Speaking of testimonies, I want you to know that my great-great-grandson, Grant, that had problems with his left eye, is all of a sudden he can see good now. I think maybe a lot of people were praying for him. He's the oldest of five children, and they're all precious and wonderful. I think I'm going to send you a picture of them because they're all so beautiful.
Amen. Phyllis, what about the guy that was shot?
Apparently, after they got the bullet out, he's all fine.
After they got the bullet out, he's all fine. Well, Glory.
Yeah, I told you he went hunting on Thanksgiving Day and killed a deer. God is so good, honey.
God is so good. Now, every one of you that prayed the prayer with us for him, what was his name again?
Bryce,
yeah. Thank you. Thank you for praying those prayers. Don't ever stop praying a prayer. Some people say, well, Pastor, how do I know when I should stop praying a prayer? When God stops bringing it to your mind, your remembrance to pray for. Every time God brings somebody to your mind to pray for him, pray for him. Why? Because you know, who knows? You don't know what's going on. But you do know that God brought it to you. Sunday, I think it was your phone that was given your mic that was given the back feed, but you can turn your mic back on and say anything you want to say.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know why it's doing that. I have no idea because my TV is muted and there's nobody here but me. So I have no idea.
Does it matter? We're glad to have you with us, and you're welcome to say if you've got something to say, because I just want you to know it's easy for me to hit the mute button, which stops the back feed,
yeah.
And then
I try to remember to shut it down when I'm done.
Just so everybody knows, Sunday's not one of those women with the big mouth, okay?
I can be.
If you... Anyways, if you didn't hear this morning's program with Brother Lou Engle talking about dreams, then you might be like, man, what are they talking about? But now I really this hasn't been in my plan for today, but I am really being instructed to do this just sitting here because I can tell it's what God wants me to do. And I don't usually do this, but I'm just going to do this because of what it is. And so here we go. I'm going to play today's Give Him 15 from Brother Dutch Sheets for us because it's so powerful. Now, what I'm also going to do is I'm going to put the words up on the screen as he reads them so that you can see them. All right. So I'm going to play the audio so you can hear it, but on your screen will be the video or will be the words that he's actually reading. And I want you to be able to see some of these words. Let me say it differently. Not that I want you to. I'm really being instructed by the Holy Spirit to do this. About three times now I've been like, I got to share this. Now, let me say this to those of you that's on YouTube with us. This lasts about 15 minutes. As of yet, we've never had a problem with the copyright issue from Brother Dutch, all right, at all. I've never had a problem with Lou Engle's video that I shared this morning until this morning. And what that did is it blacked it out, and they turned off my YouTube feed during that video. During that video, they turned the YouTube feed off, and it just sits there. If that happens, just stick with us, all right? And then I'll put the link in here so you can actually copy the link and be able to see what it is that we're saying here, because this is a very, very powerful message. Actually, this message came from the Holy Spirit through Dutch's brother, Tim. And it's one of the things I love about Dutch Sheets so much is he is a man, a mighty man of God in his own right. But he does not hesitate to bring you a message from someone else because he knows, like we know, that it's about the body of Christ. He knows he's the leader of Giving 15. He doesn't have a problem with it. But at the same moment, he doesn't have to be the only person in the limelight or in the front to make the ministry happen. And it's one of the things that we're going to learn to do this year is all of us function together and use our gifts so that everybody's gift is brought alive. Everybody's gift. I don't want just a couple of us. I want to see every one of your gifts brought alive. I'm praying every single night the verses from Job over you and your families and anybody that's ever come in contact with your life. We'll preach a whole message on that here at the beginning of the year. But I encourage you to just continually every day say, God, help my gift come alive. Well, here we go. Let's share the screen. Let's turn on the speaker so we got lots of volume. Well, there's that. Whoops. Hold on. He's here somewhere. I know it. I saw him once already. Remember them paintings? Does anybody know where Waldo is? Who can find Brother Dutch?
Yes.
What in the world? It's all right. Don't worry about it. Everything's cool. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know how to click these buttons. I know how to make all this work. So About three more swipes here and I will have it. Three more swipes here and I'll have it. All right, took four. Here we go. Take notes. This is a good one. About the beginning of the year. Here we go.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining me today for Give Him 15. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, and I wish you a happy and blessed new year in 2023. The title of our post today is Fresh Air. I always find the words sent by my brother, Tim, to be encouraging and instructive. This one, however, is exceptionally edifying. As the title suggests, it speaks of refreshing breath from Holy Spirit. And it also speaks of the Father's great plans for 2023. You be encouraged. Tim shares, we are in amazing supernatural times in which new plans from the Godhead have begun to manifest. In many ways, last year set the table prophetically for our future. Prophetic words from the past received fresh emphasis and have begun to activate. I recently heard Holy Spirit say, it's time for God happenings. Thousands of kingdom events will occur. We are moving into a season of great God-planned events, Tim says, aided by angelic assistance. The King's Ecclesia has begun functioning at higher levels of our kingdom's authority, and the kingdom of Christ is expanding in its influence, asking for revelation regarding 2023. Holy Spirit reminded me of past prophecies and promises given to the heirs of God, his sons and daughters. I believe we're moving into a time when great victories will be seen in the individual lives of kingdom heirs. Great breakthroughs will activate in the lives of God's family members and declare who did... Oh, I need to read that again because I want to make sure I get it right because it's an important statement. Great breakthroughs will activate in the lives of God's family members who declare ownership of his promises. You have to declare it. Greater inheritance benefits will be received by those heirs. A kingdom shift in the spiritual atmosphere will make it easier to receive inheritance blessings from the Father. We're moving into a time of blessing, refreshing, strengthening for the children of God. He wants us strong and courageous.
Amen.
Well able to live our lives in joy and gladness as functioning citizens of his kingdom, occupying and carrying out God's family business until Christ returns.
Come on.
He says, as I was praying into this, I received a prophetic download from Holy Spirit. He said, the heirs will begin to breathe fresh air. It's an interesting play on words. The heirs will begin to breathe fresh air. For fresh resurrection breath, even now, is being breathed by the Father on the sons and daughters. Emotions will resurrect. Feelings will resurrect. Minds will resurrect. Physical bodies bound by spirits of infirmity, disease, and all manner of sicknesses will resurrect.
Hallelujah.
Those living skeletal lives of existence will resurrect.
Amen.
Those plagued by demonic fatigue will resurrect. Broken hearts will resurrect. Fresh air is being breathed upon the heirs. They shall breathe fresh. As in the Exodus of old, says the Lord, the children of God in this hour, moving into the new days, will not be decrepit.
Hallelujah.
They will not be feeble or worn out as
Hallelujah.
are worn out has-beens. Even old age will not define
them. Come on.
It didn't define Abraham, Sarah, Moses, Joshua, or Caleb, and it will not define my heirs. I have deliverers rising in all age groups, young and old, male and female. My children are coming out of bondage. There will not be lack in their homes. There will not be hopelessness in their dwellings.
Come on.
There will not be the oppressive grip of present-day pharaohs on them or their children.
Hallelujah.
There will not be the sweat of fear upon their brow. They will not march to the menacing drums of cultural evils or the feral voices of evil politicians. They will live in resurrection life,
hallelujah,
resurrection power.
Hallelujah.
They will breathe the breath of life, the fresh air of heaven. They will experience anointings and angelic assistance to live as my family ought to live, says the Lord. A family serving joyfully and triumphantly in the dynasty of their father.
Come on.
Heirs serving as joint heirs with Christ. Yes, fresh air is blowing from the mountain of God, fresh air of heaven, into his sons and daughters. The life of the Father will surely be in them and will surely be seen through them.
Hallelujah.
Tim says, there's purpose behind all the prophetic words we've been given. Prophetic words are given to prepare us for assignments, assignments that lead us to supernatural victories. God's words are given in order that we may use them as prayer strategies and faith declarations. The remnant is now going to begin to live out these prophetic words. They're no longer futuristic. They're for this moment. Supernatural shift has occurred. Prepare us for 2023, a supernatural year in which God's plans will manifest in our lives individually, corporately, and nationally. We will also now begin the implementation of spiritual warfare plans that will continue into the future, year after year, gaining strength and power. God's heirs are being strengthened for this supernatural mission. In 1 Timothy 1:18, Paul said, Timothy, my dear son, I'm placing before you a charge for the mission ahead. It is in total agreement with the prophecies spoken.
Wow.
Great phrase. There is a mission before us that aligns with prophetic words Holy Spirit has given. He is issuing a charge to his heirs to rise and merge with the armies of the Lord, accomplishing this mission. It is a demon-defeating, stronghold-demolishing, uprooting mission against Baal and his indoctrination of evil. And the mission will be triumphant. The one who sees the end from the beginning has pre-decreed our victory.
Come on.
The moment has come for the sons and daughters of God to receive times of refreshing and be filled with power from on high. Be encouraged, strengthened. We're in an era of supernatural movement on the earth. Great, bold, fearless warriors are rising, anointed by Holy Spirit. The world will begin to see the curtains being pulled back, revealing a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, just as God's word says. Hear this final word of the Lord. New levels of authority will now be seen in my kingdom. The weak will say,
I'm strong. Come on.
The lost will say, I'm found.
Amen.
Captives will say, I'm free. The sick will say, I'm healed. Prodigals will say, I'm going home. Hopeless sons and daughters will declare, I'm filled with hope and am alive again, says the Lord. The addict will say, my chains are gone. The blind will say, I can see. The deaf will say, I can hear. The cripples will say, I can run, says the Lord. Let the God-planned waves of revival build. These movements now begin.
Hallelujah.
The Lord says. And Tim concludes by exhorting us, receive what God is saying for this coming year. He is infusing supernatural strength to his heirs, and outpourings of the Holy Spirit will liberate dreams, destinies, callings, and purpose in our individual lives. Breathe in the fresh air and let him give you resurrection life.
Let's all pray the prayer.
Let's pray. Father, we find ourselves as a generation of believers navigating uncharted waters. Like Joshua of old, we've not been this way before. And yet, like Esther, we were born for this time. We know you never call without equipping, and you never send
without
leading.
We anchor ourselves.
In the rock of ages, standing on and declaring
your promises.
We decree over 2023, kingdom of Christ manifest in our lives, homes, businesses, and nations. Lord, we bless and thank you for your words. We say amen to them and ask you to activate us in this prophetic moment. Cause us to be functioning heirs and functioning ecclesias. Breathe fresh breath and wind upon us. Breathe it in our homes and churches. Breathe resurrection life into your people.
Thank you for the promises
you've given us. We decree that demonic fatigue is leaving the people of God.
Amen.
We decree that sickness and disease must go in the name of Jesus. We decree that fear bows at your name. We declare a kingdom shift is occurring in the atmosphere. Thank you for moving us into supernatural waves of Holy Spirit outpouring, movements that will not be stopped. May we breathe
the very
air of heaven and our decree. We decree
that
our spirits are renewed every day, and that this life from God
is flowing
into our souls and bodies, rejuvenating
and renewing. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Most of today's post was contributed by my brother Tim Sheets. You can learn more about Tim at TimSheets.org, credible books, powerful ministry. I want to check Tim out, especially his book on decrees and angels, a couple of great books. He's just got so much good stuff. Thank you for joining me today. This is going to be a very, very significant year. Many challenges. Much good fruit. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Well, there. Thank you, Brother Dutch. All right, we're glad to have you with us tonight. Glad to have you with us every time you stop by. You know, I think that's one of the most amazing parts about what is Can you increase the volume? It's pretty quiet. Well, all right. I don't know what else to do about the volume, but thank you for saying that, Leanne. If it's still low, make sure you keep saying something so we make sure we get it up. Now, let's do this. Let's go to our verses for tonight. I got so much to teach that sometimes I sit here and look at it and say, man, I don't even know what I'm going to do first. And, you know, it's interesting in God that sometimes you just sit here and you're like, wow, I really, okay, I'm going to do that right there. And then you're like, no, I'm not going to do that right there. I'm going to do this. And then one of all y'all say something and you're like, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. But I can tell that sitting here tonight, we need to go to the story. Oh, when Dutch was on, it was quiet. I apologize, but that is all the volume I had. And but thank you for saying that, because that always helps us be more effective and find another way to crank the volume up. And if you ever work a sound booth, please make sure you put lots of volume into the videos so that everybody can hear no matter where they are. Because I know I have teachers that I listen to. And there's a couple of them that I'm like, can you just please turn the volume up? Because it's recorded so softly. Even my really nice, fancy Bose speaker. Some of you need a little more volume to your phone. I encourage you to buy one of these. It was about $150, but I'm telling you, that thing's got sound that just doesn't stop. It hooks right up to your phone by the Bluetooth on your phone. And what's cool about it is you can set your phone down and carry the speaker with you wherever you want in the house. You'll notice I got a carabiner on there so that I can take it in the truck with me and hang it up and be able to have that speaker function effectively. So let's go to the parable of the prodigal son, the parable of the lost son. So that's going to be in Luke chapter 15. Luke 15. Go there with me tonight. And Sister Leanne is out driving Dash. She's actually with us on YouTube out there. But she'll be home here before too long because kind of gets crazy. Whatever. Now, Luke chapter 15. And let's go to the parable of the lost son. That's verse number 11, Luke 15, 11. And here we go. Throughout this year, I want us to get many of you comfortable in actually reading the verses of the Bible. Leanne is dashing through the snow.
Makes sense to me. I said dash.
That's really good. Thank you, Rebecca. That was a good chuckle. All right. But I want some of you to get confidence in yourself and say, you know what, I'll read. You know, but throughout the last year, Sister Phyllis has been reading with us every night. That's a wonderful thing. Well, I want some of you to get confidence and the fact that you can turn your mic on and read the verses with us and be confident in your own voice and your ability to read. Why? Because it brings the gift of God alive on the inside of you. And it helps us to begin to put everybody's gift into action, into movement right here in the kingdom of God. And that's truly what we want to get accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. There we go. Looked like it was a little dark for some reason. What?
My confidence comes from the fact that I know when I'm reading the Bible, I can't make a mistake.
Amen.
I can't say anything wrong.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen. And you know, there's many people that's with us that because of your experiences in grade school or even maybe in junior high where somebody was forcing you to stand up and read in front of other people, people have hang-ups about being reading in front of people. But let's just get past that. It doesn't matter whether you read fast or slow. It doesn't matter if some of the words you stumble at. It doesn't matter. Because if you're willing to read, then I want you to gain that confidence. Why? Because this year we're breaking off everything that slows us down and hinders us from the past. The past is behind us. We're not going to make another statement in our life of, well, when I was this age, this happened and that caused this to me. No, not another day. You got the Holy Spirit of God living on the inside of you. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is given life in every single part of your mortal body. Even your ability to read and speak publicly or any of the rest of it. And I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. I just want to see everybody's gift brought to life. Because that's what makes an effective ecclesia. When the whole body joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. That's just what it is for us. Now, our theme for this year is 2023, it's time to reap for me. Now, the me is in quotations and it's capitalized, and that means it's time to reap for God. Well, what's the greatest thing that God wants you to reap? The souls of men and women. And so I want to encourage you to realize this year is going to be a year of reaping people into the kingdom. You might look at us and you might look at this and say, man, all of a sudden I'm just having opportunity after opportunity to pray with people and get them born again. That's because that's what's going to happen this year. All of us are going to have opportunities regularly, daily, to lead somebody somewhere. Face-to-face, online, Facebook, YouTube, Messenger, Instagram, something. You and I are going to have opportunities every day to lead somebody to Jesus and get them connected to the things of God. So I encourage you, begin to say, 2023, it's time for me to reap for God. Win the lost. Win the lost at any cost. Here we go. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. Anybody with me want to read? Here we go. A certain man had two sons. So the fact that it's a certain man is actually a true story. This actually happened. It's one of the ways of interpreting the Bible is when Jesus names or speaks the words a certain man, a specific man, however the translation. Now it's actually the story of a true man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided them to them his livelihood. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. All right? Possessions, not inheritance. He wasted his possessions. But when he spent all that he, when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and the citizen sent him into his fields to feed the swine. Now, Jesus is of the line of the tribe of Judah, so he's of the children of Israel. So more than likely, this man that the story is about is from the children of Israel. And they're not supposed to be in the swine. But that's what happens when you don't know who you are in God. You end up having to eat with the swine and the pigs. And what's God trying to get you to understand? Who you are. Watch the story. Verse 15, then he went and joined himself to seven feet of wine. 16, he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. When he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise. I'll go to my father, and I'll say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him. So the first thing you got to see is the father's always watching for you and I to come home to him. The father saw him a long ways off, had compassion on him, ran to him, fell on his neck, and kissed him. This is an example to you and I of how we should believe for the prodigals to come home in our life and family. And when we see him coming home, don't look at him and say, well, it's about time you came home, and be nasty to him. If you've been praying for somebody to come home to God and you see him come home, what do? Have compassion on him a long ways off. Run to him. Hug him. That's what it means when it says fall on his neck. You didn't fall on him. Hugged him. Kissed him. Since you and I are praying for people in our families to come to God, man, when you see him starting to come to God, you should rejoice. How many times have we looked at people and said, you know, no matter how much I pray for you, you just ain't getting it. See, those aren't the words that the Father said. This is an example of God the Father with you and me. That's why Jesus is telling this parable. Watch this. 21, the Son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. He came to himself, and that's exactly what he said he was going to say. And when he got home, that's what he said. But the father said to his servants, he didn't even answer the son. He said, bring out here the best robe. What's he doing? Giving him the robe of righteousness, covering his sin. Put it on him. And put a ring on his hand. That ring declares that you're family. All right? And he said, put the sandals on his feet. The slaves didn't wear sandals. They were bare feet. Yeah, that's not right. That's wrong. That shouldn't be. But that was just the way it was then. All right? And no, I'm not saying that should be right. And if you got servants, you got employees, make sure they got good shoes on their feet. Amen? Watch. But see, those sandals were a sign of royalty, a sign of inheritance, a sign of being a part of the owner of the land owner, the ranch person who owned it. I'm missing my word, but anyways. Now look what it says, 23. Bring the fatted calf here and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to make merry. Now his older son was in the field. And as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked, "What these things mean?" He said to him, "Your brother has come home. And because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf." The fatted calf was a special calf that was being raised for a special feast. And it was going to be of the tenderest meat. And it was going to have the greatest marbling. And everybody's going to be really happy with that fatted calf. 28. But the elder brother was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him. He answered and said to his father, "These many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours comes, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him?" He said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad for your brother. For your brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and now is found." Now, throughout our Christian lives, if you've been around the kingdom very long, you've heard this message taught about people who run away from God and don't know God, and how glorious it is when you come back to God, that God is standing there ready to receive you. Well, that's a true story that is in this. But the real story that is in this message, this parable of Jesus, most people have never preached. Because Jesus isn't trying to tell us, hey, hurry up. And he's not just or only trying to tell us, if you go astray, come home. What was it that the father wanted out of both of his sons? He wanted them both to understand, you're an heir. Everything I have is yours. You're not a slave. You're not one of the servants. You don't have to go work in the field. Come up here and get a hold of your inheritance and understand who you are in me, in the kingdom, in our family, and our family business. I like the word that Tim Sheets used there, by the Holy Spirit. It's the word dynasty. I like that word. I know that was a TV program, and you know that caused a lot of people to take the wrong opinion of it. But here's the reality: a dynasty is what we truly have. Let's go now. Hold your finger there in Luke chapter 15. Let's go now to 1 Peter. I like this. 1 Peter chapter 1. But make sure you hold your finger right there in that set of verses in Luke, because we'll be back. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter is just before 2 Peter. And it's right after the book of James. 1 Peter 1. And let's go to 3, 4, and 5. 1 Peter 1, 3, 4, and 5. Now watch this. This is really powerful. Welcome, Brother Roger. Good to have you with us. That might be joining us over there on YouTube, welcome. If you sign in and say hi, we all want to say hi to you and be a blessing to you. You don't have to do it to be a part, but we always welcome you. And Tell us what state. Tell us what city you're in if you want to. And that'll be a blessing to us because we like to see people and we want to say hi. But look at this. 1 Peter 1, 3, 4, and 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Look what it says. According to his abundant mercy. Everything in God is abundance. Everything. It doesn't matter if in your life you would have to look and say, I've not received and been experiencing the everything being abundance, Pastor. I know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change the fact that who God is and who his nature is I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly, not barely getting by, not barely surviving, not just putting up with the irritations of life, but that you might have life and life more abundantly. What's that mean? That God on the inside of you is continually producing life. Boom! Life's coming out of you. And you can look at every part of your life and say, no, I command life to come there, life to come there. Life in my body, life in my mind, life in my joints and my physical organs and everything in me. I have the life of God. Want to say it with me? I have the life of God.
I have the life of God.
Amen, Rebecca. Rebecca wins the first prize tonight. She was the fastest to unmute.
Winston, not the slowest today.
verse number 4. Look at this. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. But see, there's no value to that inheritance in heaven that's supposed to be here on earth. Now, certainly, you have a mansion in heaven. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again. See me to myself that where I am, you may be also. We know by our study of the book of Revelation that the city, the New Jerusalem, is 1,500 miles square and 1,500 miles tall. And the streets are made with transparent gold. So Jesus said to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There ain't a thing of lack in heaven. There ain't a thing of confusion in heaven. There's not a bit of confusion, a bit of lack, a bit of sickness, a bit of disease, a bit of nothing. There's not even honey. No, it's the land of milk and honey. That was a good joke, Roger. I made it funny. I hope you caught it. See, this is an inheritance that fades not away and is incorruptible. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. This goes right along with what Brother Tim Sheets was prophesying this morning. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. 2 Peter 1, 1 through 4. Those of you that's with us on YouTube, make sure you type the verses in. And that'll help anybody that comes in the future. 2 Peter 1, 1 through 4. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us, how? By the righteousness of God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how you receive the like precious faith. And that's how It doesn't matter what nation of the world you go to. Anybody that's walking with God, following the Holy Spirit, every one of these churches, it won't matter what language it is. It won't matter what they wear for clothes. It won't matter, you know, the cars they drive or the houses they live in. The church is going to look the same. Why? Because it's the same Holy Spirit that's leading us. We're all going to say, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God, and thank you, Jesus. We're all going to shout hallelujah every time we get a good word from the Lord. We're all going to be excited every time we see a new person come to God. Why? Because it's the same Holy Spirit leading us. We have obtained like precious faith by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Now watch this. Verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Doesn't matter what nation you live in. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter whether you're male or female. Doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. In all actuality, if you'll live in grace and peace be multiplied, you will no longer be poor, you'll be rich. What? The first assignment of Jesus on this earth, he said about himself as he came to preach the good news to the poor. Well, what's good news to poor people? You don't have to be poor anymore. Keep reading. Verse 3, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, all things that pertain to life, one thing, and godliness, two things. His divine power has given us all things. What's a thing? This bottle of water is a thing. I think I'll take a drink. It's a thing. My Bible is a thing, a living thing. My computer is a thing. Salvation is a thing. As his divine power, Holy Spirit, has given us all things that pertain to life, that would be your car, your house, your job, your bank account, food in your cupboard, clothes on your back, all things that pertain to life and all things that pertain to godliness. Isn't it something that he put the life word first before the godliness word? Here we go. Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given, has been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you might become partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. God wants you and I to be a partaker of his divine nature, so that no matter where you go or what you do, people can see God on you. People can experience Jesus around you. People can come to know God because they met you. Can I get an amen from anyone?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
They see it on me anyhow, because all my clothes say something about Jesus.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. And think about this. What God said right here, what the Holy Spirit said to Peter, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Not a little dabble, do you? That'll barely make it through. He's given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you might become partakers of the very divine nature of Almighty God. What was it that the Father wanted his two sons to come to the understanding of accept that you are an heir of God. You are an heir of this dynasty, of this family inheritance. You are an heir. I want you to enjoy the blessings that belong to our family. Well, that's what God is saying to you and I. And guys, until you and I begin to look at this and say, we have got to be an example to the believers in every area of our life, we'll just say, well, everybody else can be that example, but right now, I probably can't. I just have never been that kind of a thing and that kind of a person, and that's just for everybody else, but not, it's for you. It's for you. Sunday, at our 1 hour of faith, we were studying the verses of Scripture about the fields are white unto harvest. Go there with me again. This is John chapter 4, and we're going to put verses 1 through 42. John 4, 1 through 42, that's the whole story. Put it in there. I encourage you to get it out and read the whole story and begin to see these truths that I'm speaking to you that comes by the Holy Spirit to us for the beginning of this year. God, John chapter 4, verses 1 through 42. God wants you and I to get a whole new understanding of him this year. We are not going to stay bound by small things. We're not going to stay bound by small thinking. We're not going to be down, be under, be nothing. We are going to go on and go up and go in and claim our inheritance. I've heard so many people with so many amazing dreams that it's very interesting to me what I'm beginning to hear. This is very interesting. What I'm beginning to hear from people, and I'm not going to talk about it right now, but I'm going to tell you in a little bit, I'm going to tell you some stories about what people are saying they're believing God for. It's very interesting. Why? Because all of a sudden people are like, you know what? It's what I've always wanted, so it's what I'm going for. God, make it happen in our life. It's all by grace anyways. None of us have anything that God gave to us. All right, here we go. So let's just tell the story a little bit and we'll end up down here. Who knows? Jesus meets the woman at the well, says, can you give me a drink? She says, well, why are you, a Jew, talking to me, a Samaritan woman? Two prejudices, Samaritan and woman. And Jesus is like, I don't care about whether or not you're a Samaritan or a woman. I'm going to bust the snot out of prejudice right here at this well today. And then says, if you knew who was asking you, you'd ask me, I'd give you living water. She's like, well, give me that water. I don't want to have to come back here and keep drawing water. And Jesus said, go get your husband. And she's like, I don't have a husband. And he said, you're right. You got five. And the man you're with is not your husband. Jesus got her attention. How did Jesus know to say that? A gift of the Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit of God is living in him. Just like the Holy Spirit of God is living in you and wants to give you revelation just like he gave to that lady. Now watch. The lady's like, wow, I'm going to go get him. She didn't even hesitate. She went and got her husband's, the five men that she had divorced and probably the guy that she was living with, and said, come here, you got to hear what this guy said. As she leaves, or just before she leaves, Jesus says in verse number 22, and we'll probably start there, 22 through 24. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. A true worshiper worships the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. He's seeking such to have that type of relationship with him. 24, God is spirit. And those who worship him or fellowship with him will do so in spirit and in truth, in the spirit and in the word. And off she went. Well, the disciples show up and they're like, Jesus is talking to a Samaritan woman. But they've been around Jesus long enough to say, well, if he's talking to a Samaritan woman, it's because that woman needed something from God, and we're not going to challenge him on it. They said, here, Jesus, eat. And he said, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me. Somebody bring him food. Well, then the woman comes back, and she brings all the people. But watch this. Verse 34. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Now, let's just read a couple verses on this. This is Jesus' plan for all of us. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, Jesus says to Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Matthew 4, 19, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. What is Jesus' greatest desire? Is that people will come back to know him. Luke chapter 5, verse 10 is another rendition of the same thing where Jesus looks at the men and says, from now on, you will catch men. Matthew chapter 18, verse 11 says, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. Let me get those verses so you can put them in the notes again. Matthew 4:19 and Matthew 18:11. Matthew 4:19 and Matthew 18:11. What is that? Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. That's what Jesus, that's why Father sent Jesus to this earth. So he can redeem the lost man and bring them back to him. And then Jesus said, Matthew chapter 18, verse 11 says that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. That's the whole plan of God. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. Watch this. I just gave you two New Testament verses, but now I'm going to give you an Old Testament verse. Wait, written from Solomon. Solomon was a long time ago. Solomon was 1,500 years before Jesus. Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. What you and I should be putting off of our life every day is the fruit of righteousness. And it should produce a tree of life in everybody's life wherever we go. They should be able to look at us and say, wow, you got something that I need. He that wins souls is wise. Go with me to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12, Ezekiel, Daniel. Daniel's right after Ezekiel, just before Hosea, Daniel, chapter 12, and let's go down to verse number 3. Those are wise, Daniel 12:3, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, stars, heavens. And those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. Want to say it with me? My assignment in God is to turn many people to righteousness. Proverbs 11. He that wins souls is wise. Malachi chapter 2, verse 6. Look at this. See, it's all the way through the Bible. You and I got to see that this isn't just something that is a New Testament thing, and it's what preachers do to get people to go do whatever. Get out of all that. That's just ridiculous. Matthew 2, or Malachi 2, and we're going down to verse 6. Well, let's read 4, 5, and 6. Good job, Rebecca. Thank you. Brother Roger, if I'm going too fast for you guys over there on YouTube, let me know. We'll slow down a little bit so we have the verses. Everybody pause for a second. Let me see if I can do this. Yeah, that worked. Hang on. Just give me a second here. I was able to copy them out of Zoom and put them right over there. There you go. That's good. Now, verse 4. Then you shall know that I have set this commandment to you, that my covenant with Levi may continue. My covenant was with him once, one of life and peace. And I give them to him that he might fear me. So he feared me and was reverent before my name. Look what God said. My covenant was with him. Life and peace, I gave them to him. The free gift of righteousness. That's why you have to accept it in order for it to work. Somebody is like, I still don't quite see that, Pastor, how Jesus' righteousness is going to work for me. It's a gift. Receive it. You receive salvation and are born again and saw your life transform. It's the same way with his righteousness. Oh, wait. Some of you are like, Pastor, you've been talking about this for a while. Wait a minute. I sought this answer for 20 years. Don't you seek it that long. You got me. I'll help you. I'll help you know how to do this. I got 10 messages on righteousness. You need to just listen to them and listen to them and listen to them. Why? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. And every time you hear that word, it breaks apart the religious indoctrination and your religious resistance to the truth. Well, Pastor, I don't resist the truth. Well, I know you can say that, but I wasn't resisting the truth either, but I had inside of me a resistance that was not allowing me to get it because of a couple of doctrines that I believed, and it took me to that point in my life to get it. And now that I'm here and got it, I see all kinds of teachers that were teaching it. And I just never entered in and said, wait a minute, how many of these teachers are preaching a message like this? And I can hear that voice, that voice, that voice, that voice, and most of all, my own pastor's voice, and begin to truly get this revelation down on the inside of me. Verse 5, Malachi 2:5. My covenant was with him, one of life and peace. God's covenant brings life and peace. I gave them to him that he might fear me. So he feared me and was reverent for my name. Verse 6. The law of truth is in his mouth, but you got to use it. Got to open your mouth and say something. Injustice was not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity and turned many away from iniquity. Well, if you turn them away from iniquity, where are you turning them to? Righteousness. He that wins souls is wise. Those who win souls will shine like the brightness of the firmament. See, when you and I look at this, this is the truth. And this is what God's will was from the foundation of the earth. When you read the first chapter of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, God said to Adam, be fruitful, multiply, subdue this earth, and take dominion. Why? He wanted us to take this message and spread it all over the world. He wanted this earth to be a garden, the whole earth to be a Garden of Eden. He wanted you and I to crush his enemy under our feet like he had already done when he kicked him out of heaven. So, that's what you and I must do. Let's go to Psalm 126, another Old Testament verse about winning souls. Psalm 126, verse number 6. Look at this. You know what? Let's just read this whole chapter. Psalm 126, verses 1 through 6. Who's with me? Anybody here want to read this? Psalm 126, verses 1 through 6.
126, verses 1 through 6?
Yes, ma'am.
I can read it.
Do it.
I can't read it and put the verse in the phone at the same time, though.
That's okay. And I'll stop you in a couple words into it, but that's all right. Just keep your finger on the word, the last word you said.
Psalm 126, verse 1. When the Lord restored his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, what amazing things the Lord has done for them. Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy.
Now wait, pause. See, you see what that just said? When God restored the captivity of Zion, which means he brought them back to the captivity he had sent them into because of their sin, it says we were like those who dreamed. A dream comes true. What is it that God's been telling you and I for 2 months now? He wants to speak to all of us by dreams, and I'm praying for every one of you to have a dream every night. Well, Pastor, what if I don't? Just, it doesn't matter. There's no good or bad. The idea is let God talk to you 24/7, 365. And this verse says, we were like those who dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter and our lips with joyful shouting. Well, think about the prodigal son when he came home. What did he do after his father gave him that ring, gave him that robe, and put shoes on his feet? You know. That boy was shouting, glory, hallelujah. Why? Because God had blessed him abundantly. God had blessed him abundantly. Keep reading. Verse number 4.
Verse 4. Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest.
Amen. That's very interesting translation. But that's good. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate it. Verse 5, those who sow in tears. Some of you and I have sown in tears for our family members because they're lost and you want them to find Jesus. It's been a while now since I actually shed a tear for any of my family members. Now, if some of you are listening and you think I'm praying for you, please don't think I'm hard-hearted. Why do I no longer have tears of sadness? Because I got this revelation about God sought for a man that would stand in the gap and make up the hedge. He found that. That's me. Want to say it? That's me.
That's me.
Amen. Everybody on YouTube say, I'm standing in the gap for my family.
You're muted, Phyllis.
I'm standing in the gap for my family.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, we thought somebody had stopped Brother, Sister Phyllis from being able to talk. Don't do that. No. See, we are all standing in the gap for somebody in our family. But as soon as I got this revelation about dreams, and them verses in Job says that God speaks in a specific manner, and yet man doesn't understand what God's saying. Well, what does that mean? That means somebody's preaching a message, somebody's hearing it, and they're not getting it. Hey, here's my wonderful wife. She's home. Come say hi to everybody.
Where's the bulldog?
Right there.
Oh, there he is.
He's chasing you.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to have you here and see you and everything. And I said, I can see you in the car.
Pastor Sam said that you were out dashing through the snow.
I was out
dashing
through the snow.
In a one-horse open sleigh. In the Chrysler, she was happy all the day.
Ha, ha, ha. Hi, Bubby. Love you guys.
Love you.
So good to have you home.
So happy to be home.
Anyways, where are we at? We are in Psalm 126. Don't worry, I don't lose my place too much because I have the Holy Spirit. You and I, when I began to learn this about dreaming, I've not shed a tear for anybody since then. Why? I know my words spoken in faith in prayer for my family and my friends, they don't have a choice. They're coming to God. Why? You're my friend. You met me. Some point in my life, you came across my path. You're coming to Jesus. Maybe I wasn't able to say the words that brought you to him at one time. But we just read in John chapter 4 where Jesus said that those who sow and those who reap can rejoice together. Well, what did Rebecca just read to us? That those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Why? Because when they come, they're going to be bringing the harvest with them. And what is the harvest? It's the harvest of souls. It's the harvest of souls. You think about bringing the sheaves with you, the harvest with you. If you're planting cucumbers with tears, that's a very interesting situation to me. This is talking about bringing back people. And I'm going to tell you right now, I want to see every single one of us, every one of us get this boldness and this confidence and this courage and this life on the inside of us. I want to see it. Yeah, I want you to get so confident in the verses found in Job that you just look at anybody in your family and say, well, it don't matter. I already prayed the prayer of faith for you. You're going to find Jesus. I like how Sister Kathy DePlantis and Brother Jesse's mom looked at him and said, it don't matter. His mama said, it don't matter. You was born to me, and I got the promise of my family to 1,000 generations, so you're coming to Jesus whether you want or not. And then Kathy got saved and said, you're done. You're coming to Jesus because I'm saved. And that blessing there. Oh, hey, look at there. Akhlarsi. Welcome, 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 welcome. We're glad to have you. How can we pray for you? What do you need? Sister Sunday is a mighty prayer warrior. She'll pray for you, but so will we. If you put that prayer request right in here where we can see it in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Now, what we got going on here? Hang on just a second. Isn't that something? Why is that happening like that? Anyway, here we go. Now, look up verse 6, Psalm 126:6. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. What's a sheave? It's a harvest. Now watch. Go with me to Job 33. I want you to see this again. I'm going to stay on this verse until all of us get this in our lives. We're going to stay in these verses until all of us get this and we begin to see this harvest manifest for you and I. Now watch this. This is Job 33 verses 14 through 18. Now, this is one of Job's friend, Elihu. He's the guy that just sat there listening, watching what everybody said. And he finally said, you know what? I have come to the conclusion that old age doesn't guarantee that you're wise. That's what he said. You can read it back there, and I think it's in verse chapter 31. Anyway, somewhere here he said, no, it's 32, verse 6. I'm young in years and you're very old. I was afraid and dared not declare my own opinion to you. But I can see the wisdom doesn't necessarily come with old age. So watch what this says in 14. For God may speak in one way or in another, and yet man does not perceive it. Have you ever been there? I have. Understanding the righteousness of faith was one of those things that God is speaking, and I didn't get it. I just did not get it. But why didn't I get it? Because I had too much religious indoctrination in my life. And that religious indoctrination was keeping me from being able to receive the understanding of the righteousness of God that comes by faith. However, God had given me as my verse for my life. My life's verse is that I might know him. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Well, here's the amazing thing. Right there in Philippians chapter 3, verses 8, 9, and 10 is where the scripture is, the righteousness of faith. So I was speaking these verses all the time. And even though on the inside I knew there was a greater understanding, I never stopped speaking those verses. Well, it doesn't matter what the doctrine is. It doesn't matter what the understanding is that you need. The only answer for you is to find those verses in this book and begin to speak them every single day. And just speak them and speak them, speak them and speak them and speak them until all of a sudden one day you're like, oh my goodness, I got it. What has gone on then? The word of God has gone down inside and it's begun to tear up, break down, destroy the hard rocks of our life and bring us revelation. Let's go back to Job chapter 33. Watch what happens. So, verse 14, God speaks in one way or another, and you don't get it. You ever had a family member? You're like, come on, Jesus, why is this person not getting this? Well, who knows? But it is some kind of an indoctrination. The world, the flesh, the devil, opposition, and really the worst one is religious indoctrination. Because religiously people will tell you, don't believe this and don't believe that and don't believe that and don't believe that and do this. And they hand you something that has nothing to do with God at all. Well, when you believe that as a doctrine, now it's going to make it difficult for you. It's going to make it very difficult for you. And you know what? Now, you're going to have to dig in. I'm serious about this. Just dig in and say, I'm going to get this. Verse 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, than he, God. That he is capitalized. Then he, God, opens the ears of men. Not these. It might be. But he's talking about opening up the ears here. He says something. He paints a picture. And it's in living color. If you were at the beginning of this program, you heard Sister Sunday share with us the dream that she had last night about the man coming and standing at her door saying, I need food. And then it turned out to be an angel. You're like, whoa. Well, you and I have got to continually be just saying, help me. May the eyes of my understanding be flooded with enlightenment. Watch this. Then he, God, opens their ears. Look what it says. And seals their instruction. And although the words aren't there, you could actually say in them. God seals their instruction in them. It's sealed. Every single one of you who are in the sound of my voice today or any day in the future, my prayer of faith that is working in your life is that God, while you're sleeping, gives you a dream and seals your instruction inside of your life. Some of you have had some pretty interesting dreams. Well, Pastor, does that mean that's what God wants me to have? Well, I don't know that. But like Brother Lou Engle told us this morning, as he was teaching about dreams, take each aspect of the dream. Polish it like a piece of brass. Examine it. Look at it. Pray over it. Meditate. Talk to God. Say, God, show it to me. Say, Father, give me five verses that say it. And then open your Bible and look. He, God, is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God wants to reward you because you diligently seek him. So I want everybody here to know, inside of your life, there is an instruction sealed within you. I prayed it there because I believe in you and I want to see you make it. It's there for you. It's there for your mate. It's there for your children. It's there for your grandchildren. It's there for your great-grandchildren. It's there for your great-great-grandchildren, your great-great-great-grandchildren. It's there for 1,000 generations of your life. Why? Because I am standing in the gap. I am making up the hedge. I will be that one person that God is looking for who can stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Why? Because I know that's what God needs. That is me. And when I stand there for you, God hears our prayers and he seals it on the inside of you. He seals it on the inside of you. I encourage you. I truly encourage you to begin to pray. Father, what is the dream that you're going to give me that Pastor Sam is praying for me? What? I want you to have your instructions sealed within you. Look at the next verse, 17. In order to turn man from his deed, that means you're doing things that are going to cause you to fall. And conceal pride from man. What is pride? Pride is the only thing that keeps you. Pride is the number one thing that keeps you from receiving the word of God and the ways of God. Verse 18, when 16 and 17 happen, he, God, keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. See, how many people are we going to meet this year? We just read, he that wins souls is wise. We just read, that those who win many to God will shine like the stars in the sky. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me. And he looked at the disciples and said, from this day forward, you're going to fish for men. But I have been focused on the verse out of Mark chapter 10 for this whole last year that says, everyone who gives up father, mother, sister, brother, houses, lands for my sake in the gospel will in this lifetime reap a hundredfold return. What's it talking about? Bringing people to the kingdom. Jesus said, don't say that the harvest is in 4 months. The harvest is now all around you. People need God. I had a man here in Williston text me last night and say, man, I really want you to be a part of my business and help me do some things this year. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. I like that. I'll be glad to be a part of it. However I can. Let me help you know how to get God on the scene in your life. Well, guess what I did? I took him to Deuteronomy 28. I treated him just like he was a man of God, chasing after God in every part of his life. God, 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 God. Thank God for God. Can I get an amen? Thank God for God. That might be a little loud if you could dump those in a ditch.
Amen.
All right.
Now, I know. Pastor, you just said, thank God for God. I did just say, thank God for God. Why? Because the reality is God's doing so much big stuff. And the only thing that's got us stuck is religiously indoctrinated, some form of an indoctrination that's taught you to not trust God, that he can be as big and as amazing and awesome, as wonderful as what he wants to be in your life. He came to give you an abundant life. And life more abundantly. He came to give you absolutely everything you need for life and godliness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's do this. Let's go. Trying to find this verse. Somebody help me find the verse that says, I sought for a man to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge and pray for this nation. I know it's Ezekiel, and I thought it was Ezekiel 36. Is it actually not? It isn't. It's Ezekiel 22. I found it. Sister Leanne got the phone. It's like, whenever you do that, it just, there it shows up. Watch. Ezekiel 22. Ezekiel 22. And let's go to 23 through 31, and I'll be done, I think. But, of course, we didn't get started till 8 o'clock, so I'm still all right. We had a good time. Amen. I'm standing in the gap for my family. Amen, Sunday. Amen, Roger. Bless you guys. Uncle Archie, I've not noticed that you came and gave us any prayer requests, but if you share it, we'll be glad to pray for you. If it's something you can share publicly, if not, make sure you send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. It's right down there in the notes of the program, and we'll be glad to pray for you. Any of you that might say, Pastor, I got a serious request, but I don't want to share it publicly, make sure you share it with us so that we can pray. And like Brother Roger said here on YouTube, this is a healing room. God Almighty called this a healing room. Now, look, here we go, 23. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the man say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation, speaking of the land of Israel. The conspiracy of her prophets, conspiracy of their prophets, in her midst is like a roaring lion carrying the prey. They've devoured people. They've taken treasured and precious things. They've made many widows in her midst. Priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They've not distinguished between the holy and unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath so that I am profaned among them. Guys, if there's any verses that ever talk about America, it's that one right there, because there's a whole bunch of people saying it don't matter. You can drink, you can smoke, you can snort, you can chew, you can run with all those that do. Bring your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, whoever you want to church. It doesn't matter. And it's wrong. It's wrong. If you're going to be righteous, you can be righteous. In the book of Revelation, it says, let him who's righteous be righteous still. Amen. Let him who's wicked be wicked still. Why? There is a difference between wicked and righteous. And what we just read right here, this is Ezekiel. So this is about 600 years before Jesus. 600 years before Jesus. And God is saying by the Holy Spirit through Ezekiel, I sought for a man that would stand the gap. Why? Because the prophets and the priests are telling people it's no big deal. Just do whatever you want to do. God still loves you. And it's just not true. Verse 27, a prince is in their midst like wolves daring to prey, to shed blood, to destroy people, to get dishonest gain. Her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, saying, thus says the Lord of God, when the Lord God hadn't said anything. And that's something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
People of a land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they wrongfully oppressed the stranger. Verse 30, so I sought for a man among them who would make a wall. That's what we do on the morning program, rebuilding the walls of righteousness.
Yep.
I sought for a man among them who would make a wall, stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But look at what it says. I found none. Want to say it with me? I am your man. If you're a man, say it. If you're a woman, say, I am your woman.
I'm not a man, I'm a woman.
Amen. I am your woman. Because he said that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Well, you and I are the answer to this prayer right here from God. Therefore, I poured out my indignation on them. I've consumed them with the fire of my wrath. I've recompensed their deeds on their own head, says the Lord God. Why? Because nobody was praying for them. Nobody was standing in the gap, making up that hedge, making up that wall. That's what you and I have to do. And when you pray these verses right here in chapter 33, I am telling you right now, if you pray those words in faith over your family, your loved ones, God is going to have every angel in heaven going out there and beginning to minister. And it's going to bring a dream and a vision to those people who you're praying for in their sleep, while they're sleeping. And they'll wake up saying, wonder what that was about. They'll just wake up in the morning saying that the thought will be going through their mind and be like, wow, this thought just keeps going through my mind. And the next thing you know, they'll be asking somebody about it saying, what does this mean? What's happened? Our prayers worked. Now, guys, it's not too hard to win souls if our greatest point is that we pray for them to have a dream that God gives them at night. Now, all you and I got to do is just stand by, love them with the love of the Lord, and every time God gives you a verse of scripture to speak or something encouraging to say or whatever he tells you to do, do it. Why? Because God wants to be a blessing to them. And now that you're standing in the gap, they don't have a choice. Don't ever surrender your position. Don't ever make that statement, it doesn't matter how hard I pray, they don't get right with God. That's what the enemy wants you to do. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Isn't that something? Oh, Jesus. All right, Uncle Archie, Father, we pray the right volunteering place comes available today for Akhlarsen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, transform this believer's life. Transform it. Transform it. Give him victory and peace and strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bring answers. Bring blessing. Bring strength. Bring miracles. Bring peace. Because the peace of God, which passes all understanding, by the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus and the word of God, that blood, that righteousness comes upon Akhlarsen in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this. Amen and amen. Now watch this. Isn't that something? You guys have another 10 minutes? Ha. Huh. What a night. I love this.
90.
Jeez. How long has it been since I had a 90-second jump?
I love it. Makes me
laugh. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. You crazy 90-second lady. Stop it. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is just way too funny. You didn't get me that time, did you, huh? You didn't get me that time. No, I'm not going to let you get me another time at all right? Because I don't think it's funny when you jump in there and interrupt our program like that. Well, I want to play for you something. No. I'm going to say it right. The Holy Spirit just instructed me to play this for you. So, here we go. If you got to be done, that's fine. Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if I can play this. Stop it. Hold on, I'm almost there. Last night, Sister Leanne and I studied, or we watched, Dr. Winston's New Year's Eve service. Now wait. And he gave in a skit form, in a video form, one of the greatest understandings of spiritual warfare battle that every one of us face. It's fun. And yet it is so filled with wisdom, and it probably only lasts about 5 minutes. And I've just never done this, but it's all right. It don't matter. Let me see how this works. Doesn't say it, so we'll give it a try and see how it works. Remember on YouTube, if we go away, we'll be back. Now, let me see it, guys. Share my screen. Now, I'm going to say it again. What this is a video depiction of what you and I face every day in spiritual warfare. And this is a picture of what it's like, what the demons are doing in the background in our lives. And it's a powerful, powerful, very short, very powerful. And you'll see it and you'll get it. Here we go. This is, and I encourage you to go watch this New Year's Eve service. It's 3 hours, 3.5 hours long, but it's just a powerful New Year's Eve celebration with Dr. Bill Winston in Chicago, Illinois. Here we go.
We just take some money and just save it, put it aside, so New Year's Eve night we can be generous to the people and just thank them for being who they are, and just reminding that God has gifts for us. Isn't that wonderful? And if you can have enough faith, you can get them. Praise God. Okay, what did I say I was going to do? Do the what? Oh, the skip. Okay, let's do the skip. Praise God. Go ahead. Oh, we got the old tune in the house.
What are they playing?
They're playing Havoc in the House game.
The Havoc game? How do you play that?
Okay, you gotta find some Christians who are tired. Maybe because of the children, maybe because of the job. Worn out because of the pressure we've put on them.
Okay, all right, and then what?
Okay, this is the most important part. The challenge is to get them into strife. You're looking for a weakness in their flesh, and when you find it, exploit it. That's the main objective.
All right, so how do we do that?
Okay. First of all, we text a message to their mind, and get this, they hear it in their own voice. They think they thought of it.
Okay, you work on the natural look of stuff, right? I mean,
yeah.
Things that kind of just take about surprise.
Right.
Stuff that don't even look like we've been involved.
Now you're getting it. See, Christians have to be deceived. See, they got the Holy Spirit in them. And they got the blood of you know who that's covering them. So the only way to defeat a Christian is to get them to use their own mouths against themselves. You've got to get them to say what you say.
But now, they got the Holy Spirit and they got the blood. And who are we working with?
Okay. We can tempt them with pride. We can tempt them with jealousy. We can use the lust of the things that are in the world. And once they open up that door, is Havoc in the House time.
Man, I love playing this Havoc game.
Oh, but you're going down this time. Oh, yes, you're going to lose.
I'm to win. Just like before.
Are you ready? We bring you the real life game, dealing with global affairs, national affairs, and domestic affairs. Choose a king. Havoc in the street. Havoc in the church. What about everyone's favorite? Havoc in the house. All right, let's get ready to rumble.
Here we go. She's complaining. Did you do that? The ass is going to make a head. Okay. Give me something.
I can't believe we lost another client today. And this ad, perfect.
That's right. What happened to the paper?
There was nothing missing.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
You took it.
I did.
Page 16, buddy. Look for it.
I've got it. Take this.
I bet she didn't fix me anything to eat.
Hey. you can fix anything.
All right! Even one has won that first round. Give it up!
Superb, actually.
Thank you. One, two, nothing.
Okay. I'm not through. I've got something to say to you.
Second round, go.
You've got a lot of nerve. I've been working kids all day. Fixed your own dinner.
I've been running after these kids all day. I apologize. I didn't have your dinner ready.
Oh, too bad. Demon 2 remains at zero.
My friend with you.
Let's pause for station identification.
Did you just see what happened? See, Legion couldn't get her player to say what she said, so she lost that round.
Oh, man.
I'm not through with you yet.
Yeah.
I'm not through with you.
Are you players ready? Third round, go.
Man, we only have two kids. You think we had a full house?
You know, we only had two kids. You think we had a full house?
Word for word!
Oh, man! Demon 1 is on fire!
Thank you.
Woo! That was beautiful. It almost got a picture.
Are you players ready? Go!
You know what? I'm sick and tired of cleaning after you and those kids. And I don't like your mom.
You know what? You know what? I really miss you.
Oh.
Let me fix you something to eat.
Oh.
Put the kids to bed. Jeez. And then we'll spend some time together. I'll even watch a football game.
Oh. Okay, she's taking it too far.
Go! No! What was that?
Oh, that was terrible. She resisted. She resisted our temptation to plant strife in her heart. Let me explain. Diablo had the husband saying everything he said. He had that chump walking in the flesh. But she resisted us. And whenever they resist us, it'll scare the H-E-L-L out of you. It'll make you flee. We can't even see into the affairs of the house anymore. I hate this game. I hate this game.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it now. And I want to play. But first, I gotta find me some people who are overburdened with the cares of this world, who are walking in unforgiveness. Now, who can I see?
Now, what in the world just happened? Everything on that screen disappeared, but it'd be all right. I'm not going to get in strife.
It was worth watching, honey. That was worth watching. I missed that.
That's a power.
I'm glad you showed it tonight. I don't know. I usually watch everything important.
That right there is one of the greatest depictions of what you and I are going through every day ourselves, but also what you and I can now realize when we pray for our family to have dreams and revelations, God will seal an instruction inside of them that will cause them to overcome in a way that there ain't no devil in hell going to get them.
Amen.
Now, I missed it. I didn't see it for whatever reason. I must not have been paying attention or something. You know how it is. You stop and drink a cup of coffee or something. Anyways, the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus are the two most powerful tools that
Amen.
Destroys and annihilates the enemy from any part of our life. Now, how about YouTube? Did they make it all the way through that? In the world happened. I've just lost track of everybody here, but I'm sure y'all are still here somewhere.
Night, Sunday. Love ya.
Good night, Sunday. We love you.
You can see me, can't you?
Yeah, I can see you, yeah. Okay. I just, I seem to have lost Blog Talk Radio. Anyways, look, the whole point of the Holy Spirit wanting me to play that for you right now is to make it very simple. What is the enemy trying to get you to do? Say his words and make you think that they're your words that you're thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here right now looking at my mate. I love her with all of my heart, all of my soul, all my mind, all my strength. I just love her. But all I got to do is just let those words from that enemy have access inside of me and then say them. And what have I done? I gave the enemy access to my house.
Mm-hmm.
A house that's covered by the blood, covered by the name, covered by the word, covered by prayer and fasting, covered by the tithe, the offering, the service, covered by there's so much anointing that's flowed in this room in our house. But yet, all you got to do is just let those words that come in. They're not your words. They're fiery dirt. And you and I have got to just say, no, I'm going to walk in love. I am going to walk in love. And I'm just, remember what 1 Corinthians 13 says? Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love endures all things. Love never fails. Sister Leanne and I have been saying this for about 4 years now. We are passing this test with flying colors. Why? Because love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
Amen.
And what does it give us the ability to do? It gives us the ability to conquer and overcome all those fiery darts. But I'm going to tell you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, I mean, I want everybody to get this. I've had plenty of times in my life where I felt like those thoughts were my thoughts. Because that's the enemy's challenge, is to, that's what he believes he's, you know, the enemy, let's see. Can you say it without giving glory to the devil?
He causes us to believe his words.
Why am I stopped on this? Because I refuse in this good program where we just talked about our God and the Word
mm-hmm.
to give the enemy any more than what he's got. He's a
Amen.
Defeated, crushed foe. And
Amen.
And his
Amen.
Place is to cause you and I to begin to say things as if it was from us when we have the nature of Christ on the inside of us. And if now, let me say this. If you want that video, so you can watch that again. We'll be glad to send it to you.
That's yeah. good. I liked it.
Isn't that something that just like totally disappeared right off my screen? But we can get it. We can get it back to you. But here's the thing. It's Dr. Bill Winston, and it's in his New Year's Eve celebration. It's called NY3. And if you go to YouTube and search that up, you'll be able to find it. And it's a great program. Yeah, this is the cool thing I like about Dr. Winston. It's Chicago style New Year's Eve celebration from start to finish. And it's really cool. I don't know how much, but they literally gave away, I don't know, $100,000 worth of $100,000 worth of prizes and gifts.
And a Mercedes.
I mean, it's an amazing thing to see what God does in this ministry. And what's interesting is God continually blesses it greater and greater and greater every year beyond anything you've ever imagined. Anyways, the whole point of playing that was just as an example for us to see, wait a minute, don't think those words are yours, especially when they're not words of love and peace and grace and strength. If they're not filled with grace and strength and peace, don't say them because they're not from God. Yeah, but Pastor, I have it right. There you go, right there. First words you should have got rid of was those. and let God. Now, why did you play that? Well, we're in this statement about the dreams because 2023, it's time to reap for me. God is asking you and me to reap souls for him. And who's the souls? Our loved ones, our children, our mom, our dad, our brother, our sisters, the people we meet every day in our job and our life. And what do we got to do? We have got to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Well, I've gone way past my time tonight. But that's because everybody wanted to share what they were having to eat for supper for about an hour.
Oh.
We had some serious food, except Brother Dan and I. We were the only ones. We're the holy ones. We're fasting, you know.
Right.
We learned that bologna is a hot dog sliced and unrolled.
That's true. It is true.
It's flattened.
So if you can take your bologna and roll it up tight enough, you'll have a hot dog.
Sorry, I couldn't share my apple with you.
You couldn't? No, but that's all right. Let's pray, and we'll bring this to a close and receive communion together like we do. Brother John Wehner, I haven't seen you, but I love you, brother. I'm sure you're there somewhere. Call you blessed, man. Sunday, we bless you. Thanks for being with us. See you in the morning. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, that said 2023, it's time to reap for me. We don't have an agenda, Jesus. We don't have one. Our agenda is thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. My meat. Our desire, our plan is to do the will of you, Father, because you're the one that sent us. And just like Jesus, we will learn this year to only do what we see you, Father, doing and say what we hear you saying. Limit what needs to be limited and yet run hard and strong where you're telling us to run hard and strong. In Jesus' mighty name, bless every person within the sound of our voice to see, hear, and know you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Know you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hey, Brother John, it's good to see you, man. Glad you woke up. And as long as you had the program on, you was resting in the Lord. Bless you, brother. Love you. So good to have you with us. It is so good to have you with us. Now, this is the time when we receive communion. And you might be new to us. And I'm sure, you know, we have gone into many, many different places throughout this year, this last year, 2022. And somewhere I have a complete printout is report of everybody who was listening and how many hours was listened to and how many programs and all of that, which program was, and it came to me one day and I thought then I better take some screenshots of it, and then I've not been able to find it again. But I'll tell you what, last year in 2022, this program had some viewers. And thank you, Holy Spirit. We don't have any desire to do anything except get the word of God to you out of this book. Not somebody's doctrine, not somebody's denominational book, to tell you what the word of God says so the word can change your life. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. So, here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to read to us the verses out of Corinthians that are the communion verses. Then we'll pray the prayer of salvation, give you about 2 minutes of instruction, and then we'll receive the elements together. Second Corinthians chapter, First Corinthians. Thank you, Rebecca. First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, verse 31, and then 1 John chapter 4. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28 is the instructions. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. How many times is that the fiery dart that the enemy sends, that we got to judge the person sitting across, especially if it's your husband or wife? Well, all of our problems is because you. I mean, that picture is going to be in my mind forever. That demon sitting there typing like that. And then I, out of my mouth, say the exact words. And it's like, not going to say them words anymore. I've gone back to preaching, haven't I? 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love. Cast out fear. And the torment, the trauma that comes with it. You want to say it with me? I bind you trauma in everyone's life. Right. Release your grip on them so they can enjoy the things of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, in that skit where those where the explosion happens and there's the demons right there. You and I just did that to them and we just said, your power is broken. So no matter what the trauma is that you've gone through in your life, we just, by the word of God, in the name of Jesus, broke that trauma. I done gone to preaching. Where am I even at? Oh, the prayer of salvation. Pray this prayer with me, and you'll be right with God if you mean it from the depths of your heart. Don't just say the words. Mean it. Get serious with Jesus when you say this. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You said ye everlasting life.
You said you'll give me everlasting life.
Therefore, here's my bold confession. Jesus, I believe you are the only begotten Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Put your arms out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life. With all the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power. Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give Jesus a high five. Pastor, why would you do that when you're praying for somebody to get born again? Because the Bible says there's more celebration in heaven for one person that finds Jesus than for the 99. You know how it is in church. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And it's all real quiet, and I'm glad you came to the altar. And in heaven, they're breakdancing in heaven going, woo, 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 woo. And yet on earth, we've got this sanctimonious religiosity thing and acting like that's something in God. God's in heaven saying, hey, celebrate. I love how Dr. Say again, Phyllis. I love how I seen Dr. Winston do it. I saw Bill Johnson do it. I saw, who's the other one we saw do it? Anyways, it's been about four or five different ministries I've seen do it. And that is when they make a call for people to be born again and come forward to be born again, they clap and cheer. You'll see it on that video of Dr. Winston. If you watch that New Year's Eve celebration, they're clapping and cheering for these people to come forward. Why? Because it's the greatest day of your life. You've just came and finally said, I am going to be bold enough publicly to stand up and say, I need you, Jesus. Think about what Jesus did. Jesus suffered publicly, naked, beaten beyond even the ability to understand him, who he was. And that's what God wants for you. Why would we be quiet? Why would we be silent? When as soon as you say amen, they're breakdancing in heaven.
Yeah.
Those are Jesus' words. There's more celebration in heaven when a new person is born again than the celebration for all the 99 that's not left the fold. Have I gone to preaching again?
That's okay.
Thank you, Roger. I'm giving you another 4 hours, and you didn't even say it once tonight. Here we go. Now, what just happened to me, Pastor? God Almighty just filled you. You put your arms out and said, Jesus, I receive you into my life. And what did he do? He came in. Revelation. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will open up the door, I will enter in and sup with him and he with me. I'm serious about this. We're breaking off religiosity and the religious indoctrinations and the ways of that are not filled with life and joy and happiness and peace, because God is not sanctimonious. God wants you to celebrate. And we're celebrating in Jesus' mighty name. I honestly have preached on me so much tonight, I don't even know where I'm at. How do I walk with God, Pastor? Get a Bible like this one, the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. I love it. Pastor, it looks like a pastor's Bible. No, this is the best believer's Bible you'll ever find because this has so many aids to help you know where to find verses in it. And I think it's one of the greatest Bibles you could ever have. I use it at Bible college, but I'm going to tell you, there's so much in there. And it's not got anybody's false religious indoctrination in it. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. Or if God gives you a different place to read, go read that. But I recommend The Life of Jesus in the Beginning of the Church. It'll be a blessing to you. Click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you can be here with us and join us in every one of these programs. There's a bunch of you doing it because we're coming up with, how many did I say, 1,300 viewers a month or something like that? Is what we're getting, like 1,300 viewers a month on YouTube. And whoever you are, wherever you are, we don't know your names, but we love you and we're glad you're there and we bless you. I pray for you every single day for God's blessing to richly come upon you in every part of your life. Are you ready? Let's get our communion elements. And let's receive them together because I am convinced I could just preach for another 4 hours with no trouble. Here we go. Hold your elements up. Let's bless them now in Jesus' mighty name. Say this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you,
Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression.
Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying in my body.
Every joint supplying in my body.
Wait, everybody pause for a minute. Let's make one more statement. Say this. Body, work like you're supposed to.
Body, work like you're supposed to.
That's what that statement means. Ready? From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
And in the body of Christ in my community.
And in the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
All the way around the world to all of our family, like Julian and Bamala.
All the way around the world to all of our family and Julian and Bamala.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, that your body was broken for us. Pastor, why do you say Julian and Vamala's name? Well, they're our friends in Malaysia, and they're part of the program here with us. And they are probably at that one point around the world that would be as far away as you could get. And besides that, we love you guys, and we bless you. Let's lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away and all things have become new.
All things have passed away and all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To
to the throne of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome.
The accuser of the brethren has nothing on me. My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be
the glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
When you come for me in the rapture. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let's receive his blood together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Well, let's sing it. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Now, you know, now, we've gone way past our hour of teaching and training and all that we would normally do, but I don't apologize for it, but I do say this. I have preached long enough, and my pastor has taught me over and over. As a young preacher, you don't know when to shut up. As an older preacher, you learn to say what you got to say and then be done. No, I'm not sure what tonight is. Personally, I believe we did the work of God that we should have gotten done. And I encourage you, watch this again, because it'll be a blessing to you. Share it with your family. Share it with your friend, because you never know which one of these videos is going to make a difference. Now, wait. Now, Sister Phyllis, tell us, I want you to read the closing verse in a minute, but tell us what you do to share the YouTube videos with your family. Tell us how you do that.
Oh, I just put the comments in there, a little something that I want them to think about, and I put their names. It's called tagging them. The message will go on their Facebook, and they don't have to read it if they don't want to. If they don't have to take time for it right then and there, they can get it whenever they want to. But it's called tagging them, as if they were there and they ought to look at their picture or something, because it's important.
Now,
and so
that's
all it takes.
See why I asked this, Phyllis, because she does this all the time with our videos. She types their names
in. They're my nieces and nephews and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and they're part of my family, and God promised me that I have my family with me for 1,000 generations. Okay. And, honey, I ain't forgetting that. And so it just takes a little effort to put their names on there. And their mamas and daddies, some of them are already dead and in heaven and expecting me to do what I'm supposed to do.
Amen. So what you do, what she just said, is you just type their name in the comment section, and if they've got an account or whatever, then their name will pop up, and you put a comma, and then you do it again. And what's that do? That tags people. Some of us say, well, I don't want to tag that person, but what if they didn't want to hear it or whatever? Don't do that. Let the Holy Spirit illuminate your heart and mind and understanding, because It will help us. It'll help you to reach them by our video. Sister Phyllis, read our closing doxology to us before I preach any more.
It's called benediction. Don't you understand? Benediction means good and beneficial, and diction is the words of your mouth. Benediction. what you say benefits somebody. So this is for your benefit. Okay. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And Revelation 1:5-6, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen and amen and thank you, Jesus.
Amen and thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Can we speak that over you? Put your hands out with me like this and say, we receive every person.
We receive every person
who will ever hear this video.
Who will ever hear this video.
Come into the kingdom today.
Come into the kingdom today.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus'
mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
2023, God said, the year to reap for me. And we just did. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again. Some of you will be tomorrow morning for prayer, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. We'll be right here on YouTube, and we welcome you to join with us to pray for this nation. And it's really the focus of what we do, pray for the nation and then pray for you as our brothers and sisters. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be a good year. We're going to get a lot of things done for Jesus throughout this year. Because of who he is on the inside of us and what he's doing through you and me. Jesus' mighty name. Always remember this. Everybody say it with me. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, YouTube. We bless you. Stop. Let me see if I can find Blog Talk Radio. Where are you, Blog Talk Radio? There it is.